Back again with John MacArthur in the Grace to You audio blog. If you haven't heard, there's a discussion underway at gty.org. When John is done, get the info on how to get involved.
Let's ask when. When did this happen? Did it happen millions and billions of years ago? Science used to say 2 billion years, but now they've changed it. They lean toward 20 billion. And about every year it gets longer. You see, they've never seen anything evolve. So they think it probably took longer. But if things don't evolve, what does longer do? It doesn't do anything. If things don't evolve, if matter doesn't randomly organize itself by chance upward and upward and upward, if there's no evidence that it ever does that, what does more time achieve? Since there is no evolution, it's not necessary to have billions or millions of years. All you need is 6 days. That's all you need. Man didn't evolve finally from an ape over 5 billion years. He was created in the same 24 hours as the apes. You say, well, what about fossils? What about fossils? I'll tell you one thing about fossils. They must have been formed after the creation, not before. They had to be formed after the creation. Let me give you a scientific definition of fossils. Dead stuff. Now, that's profound, but that's it. Fossils, that's dead stuff. And there's not any death. Romans 5:12, as I mentioned earlier, that death came by sin. There's no death before the fall of Adam. You can't have billions and billions of years of billions and billions of things dying and becoming fossils if you don't have death. It is true. There are billions of fossils. And there are fossil fields all over the world. Massive, massive death did occur. What caused it? There was clearly a tremendous rain of death all over the earth. There was clearly a massive, massive death. And the Bible gives the absolutely accurate information into what it was. It was the universal worldwide flood, Genesis 6 and 7. And you can look into the science of that. It's absolutely fascinating. Very likely at that time, the once, what scientists think was a supercontinent, split up and the fountains of the deep were broken up and the earth's surface was changed and tectonic plates collided and pushed up mountains which used to be at the bottom of the sea. That's why you find fish fossils in the Himalayas and in Grand Canyon. The whole earth was fractured. There's not enough rainwater falling for 40 days to drown the earth above the Himalayas in excess of 25,000 feet in elevation. There's not enough rainwater to fall. The water had to come from somewhere else. And it did. It came up from the ocean floors as the earth's surface cracked open and lava poured out, heating the water to a fever pitch. And as the water went into steam into the sky, it eventually vaporized again, turned back into water and fell on the earth and flooded the earth in a massive flood. All this tectonic plate activity colliding, these plates colliding, pushing up mountains, and all of that can be traced back to the flood. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 to 39, it refers to the flood there, and it uses the Greek word kataklysmos, the word cataclysm. It literally, totally rearranged the surface of the earth and engulfed the entire earth in water. And that massive hydraulic cataclysm is what produced the extinction of many animals instantaneously, frankly, or over the period of the days when it rained, and created this worldwide death that produced the fossils. 2 Peter 3 talks about how God destroyed the whole earth, verse 6, by flooding it with water. That one great world cataclysm produced the ice caps, produced the ice age, and explains the fossils. And there's much more on that you can read for yourself. There's an immense amount of scientific material on the flood and its cataclysmic impact on the earth. So we ask the question, when did this happen? When did all of this, if we don't need ages and ages and ages and ages and billions of years to form fossils, and by the way, that generally won't do it. I mean, if you take the bones of your dead bird and put them in the backyard, how long will it take before they become a fossil? They'll never become a fossil. The ground would have to open up and crush those bones and hold them there for you to have some kind of a fossil. There has to be cataclysm to create that kind of thing, such as we have already seen in the sediments and the bones that are found, for example, in the terrain surrounding Mount St. Helens, which kind of a cataclysm has the same dramatic effect as would appear to a uniformitarianist would have had to occur over millions and millions and millions of years. And so the flood answers the problem of fossils and sediment and the rearrangement of the surface of the earth. All legitimate science, frankly, points back to the great cataclysm.
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.